presenting.
Rolling.
It is 18 past the hour. Rolling looks like, as Tom Joyner would say, the Big Chief had to cut his Christmas vacation short, come back from Hawaii to get physical with Cliff, man.
You know, a brother ain't happy when he got to come home early from Hawaii.
I mean,
just be honest. And you got to leave the wife and the kids, too.
Ooh.
Yes, President Barack Obama traveling back to Washington, D.C. Congress, they also are coming back. Senate members, that's where all of the drama now takes place, where the Senator Harry Reid can put forth a deal that can avert the fiscal cliff. But the question is, will Republicans still play hardball? Will the president bend? Will he have a stiff spine and say, I'm not bending this time? Joining us right now is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, representing Kansas City, Missouri, great alpha man, Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
All right, sir, let's get right into it. We saw during the debt ceiling debate where Republicans said, fine, we're going to break this president's will and do what we wish. They, you know, of course, our credit rating went down because they allowed us to, basically go into default, if you will. So what's the issue here? Do you believe that Republicans will continue to hold back and say no increases for the no tax increases for the top 1% of the country?
Well, the one thing that I hope all of the listeners realize is that the Congress we have today at this very moment is the exact same Congress we had two Augustus ago when we did, just as you said, we barely averted going into default as a nation, and we'd still lost, had our credit rating downgraded. Here are some things that may be important to realize to show you how I think it's going to be difficult to prevent going over the cliff. We're in what's called a pro forma session now, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but pro forma is a Latin word which means a matter of form. So the Constitution says that if either the Senate or the House is out for 3 days, neither the Senate and the House can be out more than 3 days unless they gain permission of the other House. So you can't go into recess no more than 3 days. So then we have to have a pro forma session where no business is conducted. So that's what's taking place now. Now, we have a 48-hour rule, which means that members of Congress are scattered all over the globe right now because we're out of session or we're in pro forma. So we have to have 48 hours notice to get back to Washington.
Okay.
That 48 hours needs to happen today because the Republicans then have a 72-hour rule in the House that says no legislation can be passed without 72 hours of consideration.
Now, is that business day or does it include the weekends and Sunday?
Weekends and Sundays.
So that means that today is Thursday. So at the earliest, they can act on something on what, Tuesday?
Monday.
Okay.
New Year's Eve, because the 48-hour rule, we can't get back to Washington. Today is Thursday, so we wouldn't be able to get back there until Saturday. So let's say we approve something Saturday, which is not likely, but let's say we approve something Saturday. We have 72 hours, which means that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So will the Republicans break their own rule? They've been breaking
rules. So that's the only way. So the only way this thing gets done before January 1st, the Republicans are going to have to change their own rule, that 72-hour rule, to get it done. Also, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, he has said we're going to reach our debt ceiling limit by December 31st.
Yes. Well, that doesn't, you know, I'm not sure people realize that we have people, not all of the people over on the other side, but a lot of them who don't believe science, they don't believe in science, and they don't believe in economists. I mean, they'll say, well, who said that's going to happen? We say, well, the greatest economic minds of the time. Well, we don't believe them. They've been lying to us.
Wow. So basically, unless something is done today, we're going over this cliff and all hell is going to break loose January 1st.
That's right. $900 billion in cuts, and many of them will hurt the people listening to this broadcast.
All right, Congressman Cleaver, we certainly appreciate it, sir. Thanks a bunch. We are definitely on the clock. We'll see what happens. Thanks a bunch.